Some of Renly's lords bristled at that, but the king only laughed. "Well said, my lady. There will be time enough for graces when these wars are done. Tell me, when does your son mean to march against Harrenhal?" Until she knew whether this king was friend or foe, Catelyn was not about to reveal the least part of Rub's dispositions. "I do not sit on my son's war councils, my lord. So long as he leaves a few Lannisters for me, I'll not complain. What has he done with the Kingslayer?" "Jaime Lannister is held prisoner at Riverrun."
"Is still alive?"
Lord Mathis Rowan seemed dismayed. Bemused, Renly said, "It would seem the direwolf is gentler than the lion." "Gentler than the Lannisters," murmured Lady Oakheart with a bitter smile, "is drier than the sea."
"I call it weak."
Lord Randall Tarley had a short, bristly grey beard and a reputation for blunt speech.
"No disrespect to you, Lady Stark, but it would have been more seemly had Lord Rob come to pay homage to the king himself, rather than hiding behind his mother's skirts."
"King Rob is warring, my lord," Catelyn replied with icy courtesy, "not playing at tourney."